Hello and welcome back to Cabin Cast. Commentate / react. I'm Oliver. I'm joined by Tom.
Hello, it is me.
And Chris.
Hello, it is also me.
And we are back with more Doctor Who.
I'm immediately going to have to go. Bye.
Amazing.
Bye.
yeah, we're back with episode 2 of Doctor Who. The revived series, which is not that episode. Why did it go to that one? Which I believe is the end of the world. Does that ring a bell, Chris?
I feel like the end of the world is a very nondescript name.
You are correct. It so certainly is.
See, unless I look at the tier list and see a picture and go, oh yes, I know that.
Well, we'll find out, I guess. Chris might have seen this. He might not. Me and Tom have seen this before. Tom might be back. He might not. He's got family. We'll find out. We are doing... me and Tom have already done our tier list. Chris is going to be filling out his Series 1 tier list as we go, and we're going to go through it at the end. I'm also making a list of all the noted deaths, because I think that'll be interesting.
Oh, I think I might have seen this one.
But yeah, let's find out. Starting in 3... 2, 1, go.
Is this the one with the I give you the air from
yes,
my lungs?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Okay, I have
Hello.
This one.
And he's back.
Alexandra
a
is
recap.
Coming soon.
Hey. Do do.
This is very early 2000s action music, isn't it?
Yeah.
I remember playing one of those arcade shooters.
Mm-hmm.
With a little plastic gun that had music just like this.
Mm-hmm.
A little light guns.
Yeah. We'll get away from this music soon enough. Only that bit specifically. The rest of it we still get. We've Murray Gold for a long time. Up until Jodie, and then it changes. And that was changing again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, that looked like a watch.
Yeah.
That looked like the Doctor's watch. Ah, oh, I was hoping to see what they were going to go like the 22nd century London's looks like.
That would cost too much at this point.
Mm.
And also, just in general. Also, they keep on teasing the new Roman Empire, but never let us see it, really.
Yeah, that is true. Little pump. Yeah, and they're flying through the vortex.
The time vortex.
Bing. Mm-hmm. Well.
Yes, I'm taking you on a trip.
Oh, it's a nice little marble place. Very nice. Oh, is that wood? That's wood.
I suppose in this time, wood would be considered as expensive as marble.
Quite possibly.
Space wood. Doesn't be wood.
Space wood.
Bit of a yawn there.
Yeah.
/ Apple.
Yep.
The founding of Apple.
This is the day the sun blows up and...
Mm-hmm. Ah, we start the cold opens.
Welcome to the death of your home yeah. planet.
This is your first trip. Let's show you how your planet dies.
If I was a time traveler that abducted people and took them on adventures, that's the first thing I do. Mm. Put them in their place, you know.
Question mark? What? As in Doctor Who? Okay, then. Were they just waiting for the camera there?
Yeah.
Religion.
Yeah, no religion.
Well, the CG certainly has a ways to go.
Didn't look too bad.
Oh, no, it's not bad. But the costumes and prosthetics are still very cool. News around. Psychic paper.
That's the first time I've seen them actually like say this is what it is, you know.
Mm.
Keys blue, dabba dee dabba.
Occasionally they do, but yeah, a lot of the time they don't.
Normally it's just show it and then go, oh, what am I?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, it's the Oompa Loompas.
Yeah, blue little people. Or solicitor. Jeez.
Memes.
Oh.
Oh my god. I forgot entirely about that subplot.
Something something would. Yeah! Face of Bo! I know who you are, Face of Bo. Who was the very special? I don't remember who was the very special guest.
You will. I think.
Oh, God. The last human?
Last human sapien. Loss of the actual species, because the species has evolved further beyond that.
They'll explain it.
Yes, you do.
She's Madame Hooch from Harry Potter, I believe.
Yeah. Nice. Oh, the CG is certainly interesting.
She's not got tear ducts. Mm-hmm. Not quite.
A jukebox. Oh. Tainted love, nice.
Quite. Yeah. Quite fitting.
Yeah.
I've got to run away. I've got to get away.
I think the face of Bo is thinking, I know you. What are you doing here?
I think Rose is having a panic attack.
A little bit. Too. There's suddenly a lot of aliens. Other species.
Do you just take a picture? Time Lord. No record. Is it impossible he's a Time Lord? Impossible there's no record.
There's no time.
Oh no.
Oh!
It's the little spider doodad.
Spidery boy? Why? That's just, I guess that's just, yeah.
Because they're very noble.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the problem, though. With knowing how humanity is in future episodes. You didn't, did you?
Yeah.
you're about to be sad.
You're about to get murdered. Oh, yeah, there we go.
I didn't know the...
What's her name?
Oh, you're using Star Trek terms now.
Yes.
You are in the ducks now. You've been taken to the back room.
Ruffalo.
I can't believe the memes are murdering everyone.
I can't believe the Mandalorians got on board this this ship. Hello. It is me. I'm here to kill the Duchess.
Have a nice day.
Aww.
Crabby boys.
Indeed.
They're trying to find Duchess Satine.
I mean, a lot of them are very humanoid.
Doctor Who subscribes mostly, particularly in the earlier episodes, to the Star Trek school of making your aliens.
Mm-hmm.
Humans with prosthetic bits on top and hats and things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That is painful.
I'm going to dramatically walk over here and stare.
That's very funny. Remember, we could take the back off a phone.
You can still take the back off a phone if you have a hammer.
You're going to break the seal on mine because mine's water resistant.
Oh, I do appear to have a sister who has just arrived. I will return shortly.
Oh no.
It's the thing.
It's the spider meme. Meme spider.
Oh.
They got pidroid heads.
Yeah, kind of.
So kind of about it, they do have pidroid heads. Well, that was a rather gruesome death.
Yep.
Why would you do this, memes? Why is it always the sinister group in cloaks, black cloaks? Gravity pocket. Never seen a horny tree before. There's going to be yet another unsinkable ship, eh? Little boy. Oof.
Yes. There's a fun episode later with that.
Mm-hmm.
I seem to remember her appearing a couple more times.
We're going to have to wait and see.
Huh?
Yeah, she's the direct descendant of the Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to Platform One.
More tree people. It'd be cool to see them again. So intriguing watching this all for the first time.
Sorrow and sadness. No matter how many times it gets explained as well, it's always explained in such a uniquely their way.
Yeah.
Explain.
Oh, hello there. Excuse me?
You just got memed on. Oh, look, they've got the cool S's on their necklaces.
They are literally the walking embodiment of memes. They have gained sentience, and now Pepe the Frog is trying to kill everyone.
They remove their masks, and they just say, it's time to go back to Uganda. Do you know the way?
It's a scuttle. It's trying to find
the
Dutch.
They're trying to save the Earth. They're trying to save the Earth so that they can go back to Uganda.
What are her people that are like following her around? Are they like actually?
They're new human, probably.
Mm-hmm.
It's just your ballad.
All of robots, that's the other alternative.
This must have been a pretty recent song.
At the time, yeah.
At the time.
Because you don't recognize it.
I'm kind of curious. You know, I'm going to see exactly how old it was.
Oh, no. Yeah. That's not ideal.
No. 2nd of April 2005.
Mm-hmm.
No, that was 2003. 2 years old. Okay. Oh, no. Oh, it was released as a single in 2004. Yeah, 2 years old. That's not bad.
Ah, but the software cannot beat the hardware!
The 10th Doctor was portrayed by David Tennant, who was cast before the first series aired. Oh, that's interesting. Did not know that.
Yeah. So it fell out very quickly.
Hmm. Shame. That's like a barbecue.
No, she's just an arsehole.
Yeah.
These fellas are the meme men.
Oh. Thanks, Ray. Infidel? I thought religion wasn't allowed.
No, just on that particular boarding deck.
I see.
It's a safe space for atheists.
Uh-oh.
I like how they are just called spiders. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that she brought them along as well. I kind of would have expected her to just leave them.
Mm. She needs them to moisturize her.
Spin, 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 spin.
I really don't see what purpose those fans.
It's the big coolie fans, Chris.
They cool.
They do big and cool.
But how do they cool? Like, surely you need radiators if you're trying to cool stuff in space. So that's just going to move the heat around.
No. This is weird future space land where the fans do it.
I see. Oh. I like that little blue guy. I'd like it if he appeared again, but I doubt it.
A Mox of Balhoon.
Fans. Oh. Yeah, that's not a good. He is a massive time waster when you think about it. Bathed in light.
Oh dear. Jade, no! Oh, she burned real quick. She must have been dry.
Living wood. Mm. Yeah. You have no choice, Doctor. Is this the first use of that theme, Ollie?
No.
No?
So prominently it is, but we've heard it already in the first episode.
Okay.
No. We get to see the other ripped apart. Oh. Damn. That really went.
The exoglass has just been automatically repaired, apparently.
Yeah, once you put the ray shields back up, it can fix the glass. That's how it works.
Presumably, the only reason she survived that long was the glass survived that long was because it was being automatically repaired.
Yeah.
Is never explained how Rose just sort of
no!
got out.
Mox a balloon. No.
Oh, that's surprisingly dark for being able to see through her.
Mm-hmm.
The face of Bo lives. He's shaking his head there. No, you silly Billy.
That's the face of Burr going, nope, not dead.
Mm-hmm.
Look, there goes Slough. Here, here's your complete existential crisis package.
Yeah.
Well, big issue. That's the thing.
Yep. Still got a lady who does that in the middle of town.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Very lovely lady.
Yeah. Still an issue. Not yet. Oh, I love that music so much.
You have a boyfriend that you haven't broken up with.
Yep.
I know it was said in a joking fashion, but still.
Yep. Nope. Cease.
You are banned from watching the future, Chris.
There we go. That was episode 2, The End of the World. Interesting title, because a lot of it's not about the end of the world.
I think I've got family again downstairs, so I will be back soon.
Amazing.
Okay. The End of the World, which one's that on my list?
Mm-hmm. That one's, yeah. Again, a fun future episode. Still definitely not the best of Doctor Who. You've got some cool characters in there. I think Jade's quite interesting for how little we get of her. And obviously we get a lot of cool alien designs. Yeah, largely still humanoids and variations on that theme, with the Moxabauhu in the face of Bo differing slightly. And Cassandra's quite an interesting thing.
I'm trying to remember now if they just meet Cassandra before. Or if Cassandra, I feel like there was some sort of weird thing of Cassandra coming back to life.
We'll get there. We'll get there. It's odd, but it makes an amount of sense. but yeah, no, a lot of deaths in that one. We only, I mean, assumedly other people did die in the Autron attacks, but we only lost Clive that we saw, whereas we lost Rafalo, the Steward, Jade, and the Mox of Balhoun, and Cassandra as well in that one.
That was other business. Hello, I'm back.
Yeah. So quite a lot of deaths, and one very much a self-sacrifice from Jade, which will not be the last time.
It's never the last time. Sadness.
Yeah. And Doctor opening up a little bit more. Billy Piper and Christopher Eccleston do have really good chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
I do like those two together. We also get the psychic paper introduced. The call from anywhere phone.
Call?
All that good stuff.
Send a call to call.
I do wonder how the time passes with the call from anywhere phone.
Yeah, I don't.
Like, will Jackie get really annoyed that she's been getting like 100 calls in a day?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it going to be like spaced out based on how long they are, you know, away?
Timey-wimey.
Based on how long they are away.
Timey-wimey.
Wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey, I know.
Wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey.
So, Russell T. Davis has said on many occasions that he was inspired to create Cassandra upon viewing skinny Hollywood actresses at the Academy Awards. He was quoted saying, "It was horrific seeing these beautiful women reduced to sticks. Nicole Kidman struggled in particular. Nicole is one of the most beautiful women in the world, but she looks horrifying because she's so thin. It's like we're killing these women in public. We watch while you die," which is something I've never thought about, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that definitely has some truth to it. I'm very excited to see what he does now that he's back in charge again, because he is very vocal with his thoughts, and his shows are always like that, and only got more so in recent years. It's a Sinners especially.
Mm-hmm.
Hard-hitting. And so it'll be very interesting to see what he does with Doctor Who. Now, The Face of Bo was apparently heavily influenced by the Guild Navigators in 1984's Dune.
That is completely unsurprising.
But yes, obviously we know the Face of Bo, and we'll get him back again. The episode contains 203 visual effects shots that were completed over 8 weeks. There's only about 100 in the film Gladiator. So that's quite a lot. And as of the wedding of River Song, which, you know, was actually 12 years ago now. But as of 12 years ago, no episode contains as many special effects shots as that one.
Hmm.
This is the second time in as many episodes that the Doctor gets to rip the arm off of something. That is true.
He does like doing that.
I'm just going through some of these because some of them are very basic or very obvious that we don't really need to do. The Mox of Balhoun was originally going to be animated, but this changed to a glove puppet and then a full rubber suit when it was designed to be he'd be chunkier. Though the costume took 3 hours to put on, which doesn't sound
fun.
Doesn't sound too fun. I imagine they could have done it all in one or two goes.
Mm-hmm. In one scene, Rose says, "Wait, hold on. They did this one on Newsround Extra. Newsround, 1972, is a news program on BBC One and CBBC. I'm not sure if they still do it anymore. Aimed at providing news for children. I do remember watching that. Newsround Extra is an extended version of this concept, which concentrates on a singular issue or subject. A Newsround reporter was on set watching as this scene was filmed. His report was on their website," which is. It's pretty cool. Jade was originally more tree bark like in the face, but it was decided that she'd be a silver birch instead.
Nice and smooth.
This episode was watched by 7.97 million viewers on its original transmission, which is 37.84% of the apparent audience share. And the scene between Rose and Rafalo was a late addition because the episode was underrunning. Minor milestone occurs when the Doctor utters the phrase, "What the hell is that?" This is the first time the character used a minor swear word on screen. It's marked a slight loosening of the Doctor's use of language in the Vice series, although it, in light of the show's family-friendly tone, the Doctor's ever said anything stronger than hell and damn. Yes, that is certainly true.
Mm-hmm.
I've also learnt about the translation matrix in this one. Anything else? Sequence of the Doctor getting past the final fan blade in the ventilation chamber was recorded at Unit Q2, as the production team had been unhappy with the way the original version of the shot had turned out. I see. Well, there we go. Interesting. And like we're saying, that's the kind of the first time we hear that. The Doctor's theme, more fully and in full. They'll change it a little bit when we get to Tennant, and then we'll have other themes, obviously, for 11 and 12.
Mm-hmm.
But I do really like the kind of the mystery and the soil of this one. There we go.
Yeah.
So, Chris has ranked this on his thing.
Yeah. Big pork.
But these are subject to change.
They are subject to change as we go through, exactly.
I'm going to change them now. They're both the same relative to each other, but I think that's a good place for it.
Sure. Okay. Well, yeah. Any closing thoughts from you, Tom? Because you kind of disappeared.
It is good. It is interesting, and it gives you existential dread. So yes, yay.
It certainly does do that. Okay. Well then, we will leave this episode here. Thank you for listening, and we will see you in the next one. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Cabin Cast. For more episodes, go to www.cabincast.podbean.com or use the Podbean app. You can now also find us on iTunes and Pocket Casts under Cabin Cast and on YouTube. There are those there on my mind. Finally, you can find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/cabincast. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.